Hello friends, today we will be seeing chapter number 2, History of Management. Now guys, if you all remember, in the last chapter what we had seen about principles of management, subject chapter number 1 known as Nature of Management. In that we understood what management is all about, how different elements are involved in management, what all activities we can do in management, and how things will function in a systematic manner. In this part, we will be learning different aspects that how historically management actually evolved. Now you know friends, if you all can remember one thing, that the subject name which we call it as principles of management. Now let me put up this question before I start this chapter to everyone who is listening to me. Tell me, what are the principles of management? As I had promised in the last chapter, in this chapter I will be revealing all different actual core principles of management. Now before I reveal all the principles of management, there are some historical methods and techniques which we will be passing through across and understanding how management is related to its activities. Now on the screen we can see there is a wonderful chart which has been drawn over here. Can someone recollect what is this chart about or what is this drawing about? Yes, you are correct Rajesh. Yes, you are correct Kajal, what you have answered. Absolutely correct. Now this is a chart where you can see there is some monument which has been built up. Now you can see over here that there are so many people involved while building up this particular part. You can see so many people just trying to climb up. There are so many people over here. They are trying to lift some bags, lift some particular boxes and etc. things. So this is so many years ago when the tasks were designed. You know friends, what used to happen? It used to be a very challenging task because of the fact that during those times before birth of Christ known as BC or AD after the Anno Domini, or we call it as before the birth of Christ etc. things, during those times when any activity was built up, there were thousands and thousands and lakhs of people who were involved in building up a particular thing. So during those times when they used to function, they used to still start things from scratch, right from bottom. So many people, they wouldn't be doing one thing itself. There would be different teams, they were having different goals, different tasks and different activities. So management has been so old, it has been so ancient times onwards. It is just that in business arena, over a period of time since last 140 years, we have tried to understand the importance of what management is, and these days management acts as a very competitive tool to identify that who will do well off or which way the activity would take place. So this is the way how management has basically given a lot of importance in current scenario. In this chapter, we will be seeing everything about history, that how historically the management actually process led across and how historically the management techniques and tools were designed. Let us see and now go ahead and identify what is going to be today's flow of learning this chapter. Today's flow of learning this chapter will start with a little bit about introduction, what this whole historical management concept means, and then we will see few greats who have given their own opinions about what management is all about. So here we have got F.W. Taylor, then we have got Peter F. Drucker, Frank Gilbert and Mrs. Lillian Gilbert, Max Weber, Mary Parker Follett, Henry Gantt and George Elton Mayo. These are different great management professionals who in their eras have given their inputs about what management is all about, how management would function, what are different tools and techniques, what are their opinions, what they perceive management as, and that is the way how different elements or principles of management with time were actually evolved. So in this chapter we will go through this flow. Let us now go and understand in this chapter the introduction part of what the management concept as far as historical concept is all about. So here we see that management has developed since the time immemorial or since the world came into existence. So management has been so many years ago. In the start of this chapter also we saw a wonderful monument, or rather someone would have heard about the pyramids in Egypt, or someone would have heard about or actually gone and visited this particular place known as Taj Mahal in Agra. Now when these monuments were built up, they had been so many years ago, their functioning and transactions were totally different. So then those times management were existing, but we never understood the importance of management. How did management exist in during those times? Because during those times we had got a wonderful understanding of people when they were working together. Whenever we talk about group efforts, management takes place. Because management is all about doing what? Making things or getting things done through people. So that is what management is all about. Also, no endeavor could be started, run and completed without management. So, anything which you want to achieve, anything which we want to receive, anything which we want to, over a period of time gain, it can be only be possibly done if it is done with the help of management. So, if management is there, the transactions will take place in a long range or period of time. Similarly, whenever group efforts were necessary to achieve anything, there had been a need for management. So, anything which needs to be achieved with a group, with a team, with a force, it requires management. You know, there is a saying which a lot of people would have heard, their elders or you yourself would have said number of times, that there is no five fingers same of any person. Similarly, in an organization, you will not find all people having similar mindset. That is where management comes into act, trying to make sure that different people with different nature, different kind, different concepts, different mindset, different attitudes, different egos, different challenges, they all come together, they understand the mindset and try to balance the whole task in a different way. So management is basically all about where group efforts are taken into consideration, and that is where it involves the understanding of how management would take place. An individual could not achieve anything single-handedly. I truly believe in this philosophy and this concept that one individual cannot achieve everything single-handedly. It is very, 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 very difficult for one person to achieve everything. Let me just talk about few greats. You would have heard about these great individuals known as Mr. Dhirubhai Ambani, which is India's leading top-notch businessman, or Azim Premji of Wipro, or maybe Steve Jobs of Apple, or Bill Gates of Microsoft, or maybe Chanda Kochar of ICICI Bank. These greats have been able to achieve anything. It is because of the fact that they have got a good, superb, amazing, excellent team. That is where we say that an individual could not achieve anything single-handedly. The story of management or story of business or story of any transaction is more about team. It is more about group. It is more about how you all stand or we all stand unitedly together. So management is more about how group can go ahead or team can go ahead. In India, our Vedas, Rishis, Kautilya and Saint were the pioneering contributors to the origin of management thought of their time. So in India, these great people had given their own views about management, how it functioned, what are different elements involved in it. So we have got different individuals like Vedas, Rishis, Kautilya and Saint Thiruvalar, who were the pioneering contributors. So they contributed for making people understand that why and how management is so very, very important factor involved in a business. Though businesses were conducted for a long period of time, there was hardly any systematic approach. Now, we all have observed, we all have understood, we all relate to the fact that businesses has been functioning since many years. But the biggest thing which all the businesses lagged, it was what? It was more about systematic way of functioning or systematic way of doing a particular task or activity. So this is where businesses were very, very challenging in nature. Brand visibility was missing. There was no concept of brand. There was no concept of relationship. There was no concept of commitment by the company. So all these things were missing in during those times. The working was not structured. There was no systematic way of functioning. There was no step-by-step uniformity for business to run. There was no transactions in a time-based manner or time-bound manner. Everything was haywire, done by their own ways, own techniques, own tools, in their own mechanisms or tasks. The industry was mainly need-based, dependent on craft of individuals. So the industry was more about need-based. Those who needed were able to give it based upon their activities or tools. So it was more about need-based nation. It was more about how the need is there. Accordingly, the response or responding of the transaction will take place. So the story is more about understanding that it was more dependency based game plan. Now we move across through a journey that how business during those times started and how with time it overlapped and went ahead. So first of all, we see the concept of industrial revolution. So during the span of 100 years from 1750 to 1850, scientists' performance was significant. They created new techniques, new machine age started. So in this era of 1750 to 1850, we can see that there are a lot of new things which were invented, like steam engines and lot of techniques and tools and lot of mechanisms and lot of different inventions were done during this phase of time. And all these instruments or all these inventions were those inventions or innovations which during those 100 years ruled the country and the businesses to grow ahead with time. steam power and electricity was brought into force instead of manpower and animal power. So between 1750 to 1850, everything which was more about human oriented, everything which was more about skill based or unskilled labors, something which was physically done was transformed from physical activities to machine based activities. So steam power and electricity was brought into force instead of manpower and animal power. Also cottage industries were replaced by city industries. There are a lot of city industries and cottage industries, they both overlapped each other. So cottage industries which are there in their own hutment and, or you can say, in their own basic small without sanitation and different elements, the businesses were there, they were replaced by city industries. So the transactions and the tools were eventually overlapped or increased over a period of time. Production began to take place on a large scale and also at a great speed. So with time, with those 100 years, new inventions and innovations, systems started moving more faster. Production system, which was more in an orthodox way or a traditional concept of manufacturing the things, started becoming more faster, quicker, and the transactions became more systematical in nature. Human life changed almost from all angles. We saw during those times as well, when you read books or understood some concepts like that, during those times human life changed. The way how things were happening those times and now the way things are happening this time are totally different. So human life have changed. The things have changed. The times have changed. The transactions have changed. So with time ahead, with from last 100 years, between 1750 to 1850, so many different forms of elements were introduced. Also in the late 1920s, the Great Economic Depression occurred in USA, leading to a major national calamity. We also saw in 1920 there was a great depression, specifically in United States of America. Now this depression in United States of America, because of no liquidity, there was no kind of transactions taking place, there was no business, the economy was struggling, it was not functioning in the way it was required to function, a lot of debts, a lot of losses, all this eventually made the whole US system collapsing down. Collectively, people fought back, working hard to turn around the economy from a deficit state to surplus one. So all the people in the country worked together, they gave their lot of efforts, they gave their full heart to the problem. They worked hard to such a level that they moved out from the levels where the company was not doing very well, the country was not doing very well, to the country started doing very well in the market. So the things from deficit moved into surplus. The result was the advancement or advent of second industrial revolution. So all these things led to the concept of industrial revolution in the second generation or second phase. So the first phase between 1750 to 1850 was more rigorous, more invention oriented, more innovation based, where the function was more about machine based, to manage things in a very, very different format. So everything was in a different format. But now when we enter into the era of the second industrial revolution, the things moved on or moved out in a very separate and different manner. So these things took place in the generation between 1920s, 1950s and 1950s and till date. So the second industrial revolution actually took place. With abundance came wastage and lack of discipline of production and consumption also came place. So when things are available in plenty, there also involves a lot of wastage. Abundance means plenty. Like for example, you have got plenty of time, so you waste your time. You have plenty of raw materials, you may waste your raw materials. You may have plenty of finished goods, so you keep it aside and you go on piling up the things which is going to cause more problem, more challenge to the business. So with abundance came wastage and lack of discipline of production and consumption. Observers and researchers studied the importance of systematic approach of running organizations. So here observers and researchers were able to identify the importance of how systematic approach of running organizations was very, very, very important. So during those times, the academicians, educationalists, observers, researchers understood how important it was for the countries to understand the importance of running the organizations in systematic manner. This is the place where the concept of management or principles of management actually evolved with time. The result was scientific management movement led by work of F.W. Taylor, the father of scientific management. So the father of scientific management, named as F.W. Taylor, he was the person who instrumentally developed, understood the importance of management in business arena in a different format. So because of a lot of abundance and plenty and wastage and other things, the father of scientific management, F.W. Taylor, gave his own opinion and he contributed in different manner. So the contributors who came after him made major contributions to teach organizations to run themselves scientifically. So people coming after that gave their own opinions based upon whatever F.W. Taylor, the father of scientific management, suggested. And based upon that, they started understanding and overlapping and implementing the things as per the given situation or as per the given understanding or format. So this is the way how the scientific management or principles of management with time came across and moved it to the next level. So now the first major contributor to give the information about what the management is all about was Mr. Henry Fayol. Now Henry Fayol had a different opinion about what management is all about. Let us see his views about how the management function, what are different elements and what are different kinds of principles which he has given us for understanding. Now these are the points where we will understand the principles of management, the rules of management, the regulations of management, different techniques involved in management. So now here you will get to understand, or the climax of the chapter or the climax of the whole subject, or you can say the crux of the whole subject, which is all about principles of management. So what are these principles? So this is the place where we will understand the different principles of management. So these are different management professionals and the contributors who have given their views. And in their views, there are principles which will help us to understand different tools or techniques used in understanding the principles of management. So here we have got Henry Fayol. Henry Fayol had a different mindset for offering us to understand what management is all about. Henry Fayol classified business activities into 6 functions. In the first chapter, when we saw in the last particular part, in the nature of management, you remember or recollect that I had told you all there are different functions of business and different functions of management. Over there we saw different functions of management, which I told to you all, they are 3 in number. We have got physical, different resources in management, to be more precise. The different resources of management were physical resource, financial resource and human resource. Whereas in the same chapter we saw different resources from business perspective. Over there we identified 5 M's. So those 5 M's and these other 3 resources summed up the whole resources about business and management. But over here, management contributor Mr. Henry Fayol gave his own opinion about classifying the business into different layers. So here Henry Fayol classified the business activity into 6 functions. Let us see what these 6 functions are. I also want, guys, you are listening to me, we have got Pooja, Rajesh, then Suresh and Mahesh. Also we have got Rosario over here, Kajal, then we have got Rujuta, Veer, Mahesh, Prem. All these people who are listening to me, quickly make a note of these 6 functions which I make you all write down, because these are few 6 functions which are very, very, very important. So the first function of business activity which Henry Fayol suggested was known as technical activities. The 6 activities or 6 functions of business are: first is technical function, second is commercial function, then we have got financial function, security function, accounting function and managerial function. So there are 6 functions of any business activity as far as it is concerned. So let us see again these 6 activities of where the business transaction will take place. So again, repeating quickly in the order, first is technical activity, commercial activity, financial activity, security activity, accounting activity, and then we have got managerial activities. Now let me explain each one of these activities in detail. Henry Fayol, when he classified the business activities, first activity which he mentioned, that in business as far as function is concerned, which is way very, very important, is known as technical activities. Now technical activities usually relates to production. So when we have to produce the goods, when we are supposed to manufacture the goods, technical activity plays a very, very important role. And Henry Fayol suggested that in business, if this activity isn't present, the business will not be able to reach to a next level. Then he suggested, Henry Fayol, as far as management contribution which he made, he suggested commercial activity also plays a very important role. So in commercial activity, it relates to purchase of basic raw materials, other resources, selling of products and exchange. So commercial is more about the commercial terms and conditions, right from purchasing of raw materials, work in progress, finished goods, selling those goods, getting the money in the business. So this whole cycle, this was referred to as commercial activity. So first technical was more about just pure production. Whereas commercial was more about purchasing, then making sure that the things are getting ready as far as production is concerned. Finished goods is there available in the hands, and what are terms and conditions involved in it. The third business activity which Henry Fuel classified the business into functioning activity was financial activity. Henry Fuel suggested financial activity usually relates to identification and utilization of available funds, which means how much funds are available and how these funds are going to be utilized. That is sources of funds and application of funds, where money will come from and where money will be utilized for what purpose. So this is what Henry Fuel also classified business activity as far as sixth function activity, in the third function being financial activity, which was more connected with sources and application. Next activity which Henry Fuel also mentioned and which was very, very important for any business was known as security activity. Now, security activity specifically means protecting of the goods. So security activity is relating to the steps taken to protect the property of enterprise and persons. That is, Henry Fuel suggested that any business, as far as it is concerned, the most important task was to take care or to be a custodian, which also referred to as caretaker of what? Caretaker of people working in the company, the enterprise's property, the available resources in the business. So he classified one more thing, that is in business activity, another activity which needs to be focused upon was security activity, that is taking care of the business and its elements. Next, Henry Fuel classified business activity into another function was known as accounting activity. Now, accounting is one such activity which is very important. Why? Because if the transactions are done, if business is functioning, if organization is regularly doing business for uplifting of the business performance, then it has to record the transactions. How much we are supposed to take money from, or how much we are supposed to pay, how much we are supposed to get money from, who will give us money. That is where accounting treatment would be given. So accounting activities relating to recording and maintaining accounts, stock taking, preparation of cost sheet, balance sheet and statistical data. All this is the place where accounting activity or accounting functioning will take place. Henry Fuel mentioned that this fifth element was very, very, very important, because it will keep recording the transaction, analyzing the transaction. It will make sure that the business is in a systematic way, performing its task, is having a proper things in place, routine activities are being carried out or not. So this is where accounting activity would play a very important role. Next, Henry Fuel mentioned was managerial activities. Now, managerial activity is the crux of any business, which is more related to managing the business. Henry Fuel classified in the business activity, the last function is managerial activity, which was relating to planning, organizing, commanding, coordinating and controlling. So he mentioned that these elements are very important because it involves things which are related to running of the business. The things which are mainly related to operations of business, right? That is like planning, doing a lot of planning related activities, like what to do, when to do, how to do and who is to do it, how things will fall in place, etc. things. Organizing, keeping things in a proper format, following rules, command should be given to a proper way, then coordinating of those activities and controlling those activities. So Henry Fuel suggested these six functions which are, or six activities for its business operations or functions. Let us quickly look and identify the names once again. So these six names were, which Henry Fuel mentioned was, first was known as technical activity. Very good. Yes, Pooja, can you tell me the second one? Absolutely correct. It is known as commercial activity. Now you tell me, Mahesh, which is the third activity? Very good, Mahesh. It is known as financial activity. The fourth activity is known as what? Very good, Rajesh. It is known as security activities. Then fifth is known as what? Superb Kajal. It is known as accounting activities. And last but not the least activity which Henry Fuel suggested, which was very important to function, Rosario, is known as what? Managerial activity. So these are six important activities Henry Fuel classified the business into. So business, as far as function is concerned, was classified into these six parts, these six elements, these six activities for business to run over a period of time. Apart from that thing, Henry Fuel also identified qualities of a manager. Henry Fuel suggested that a manager, if he has to manage the business, he should possess these qualities. If these qualities are there in the manager, then this manager will have a lot of skills to take the business to next level. Let us see what qualities Henry Fuel identified for during those times for managers to possess those kind of tasks or techniques. Like first we have got this physical quality, then we have got mental quality, moral quality, Then we have a general education quality, special knowledge and experience. So Henry Fuel suggested these six qualities of if present in manager, he would be at a different level for doing the business in the market. So these six activities will help the business to move ahead in a proper manner if the manager has to contribute for business's success. Let us see now these six objectives in a systematic manner. So the first quality which Henry Fuel suggested for a manager to perform tasks was physical. That is, he should have physical strength. He should have physical ability to do the task. Like example, health, vigor and address. That is, he should have that kind of stamina to perform the task, whichever the management or whichever will be thrown across the challenge to that manager. Also, Henry Fuel identified that for having a good manager, the manager should have a mental ability. That means what? Ability to understand, learn, take a judgment, mental vigor and adaptability. Now, it is said that leader and manager, they both go hand in hand. But it is very important to know that every leader is by default a manager, but it is not necessary. Every manager is by default a leader. You know why? Because manager has to be crafted or it has to be inbuilt with lot of skills. So one of the skills which manager needs to possess is having a mental ability. Another ability or another quality which a manager needs to possess is moral. That is, be able to identify what is right, wrong, which is true, which is false. Like for example, having proper energy, firmness, willingness to accept responsibility, initiative, loyal is very, very important element or instrument as far as considered for a good manager. Also having the tact and dignity. That is, while he is going to perform the task, it is for the organization to succeed. It is for the organization to understand that how business will go ahead in the market. So these are few, you can say, qualities which should be possessed in a manager in proper manner. Also, we have got general education. That is, the manager should have basic education in the business. That is, he should have little amount of theoretical knowledge, little amount of systematic understanding of how the business would function. Like in general education, there should be acquaintance with matters not belonging exclusively to the function performed. So, it would have a systematic manner which would not just focus on one area, but he should have basic idea about lot of different elements involved in the business or general knowledge which he can gain over a period of time. Also, it was very important for Henry Fuel to identify that a good quality manager would be a manager who has got special knowledge which is peculiar to function, be it technical, commercial, financial, managerial, etc. So, be it whatever kind of a distribution or whatever kind of a task it would be, he should possess special knowledge. Special knowledge would be in the domain area where it functions, in that area of business where he operates, or in the area of dedication where he dedicates himself for giving the output, whichever area, he should possess a special knowledge. And finally, Henry Fuel identified as a good quality for a manager is that the manager should have sheer and very, very, very good experience, because experience matters over a period of time. Experience speaks a lot of volumes. Experience makes person understand that if mistakes are made, can be overcome only with experience. So that is what the this you can say major contributor Mr. Henry Fuel suggested over a period of time.